Thank you very much. So yes, my name's Andrew Nunn, hence the camp name Monk, which is a play on my surname. Nunn, you know, monk, so male, female.
We are warning you if you're related to Joshua.
I am related to Joshua. I have a nephew called Joshua Nunn, who lives in Orangeville, but not the one you're thinking of. Yes, my wife's camp name is Tia, which is Spanish for auntie, because for many years we both served at Beacon, helping as cabin leaders and session directors and stuff like that. And so she was auntie to the girls in her cabin, and so they call her Tia, which is Spanish for auntie. Mariana was born in Egypt, raised in Lebanon, and at the age of 15, the civil war forced her family to leave Lebanon, and so they relocated to England. I was born in England, but raised in Latin America, mostly Colombia. And when I finished high school, I came through Canada, went to Beacon Bible Camp, and then went on to London, and there I read a degree in engineering. I then worked for a year in France as an engineer, and came back to England and married this beautiful young lady, and the rest is history. So we met in England, got married in England, and after 1 year of living in England, in Cambridge, we relocated to Colombia. And so we worked as teachers for a number of years, and then became full-time missionaries, and we went to various places in Colombia. And then in 2001, we have four children. Our eldest was getting close to finishing high school, and so we moved to Windsor, Ontario. And our children attended a Christian school there. We both taught as teachers at Maranatha Christian Academy. And again, our connection with Beacon Bible Camp continued, as for the summers we'd go up and serve there with our kids. So our kids went as campers to start with, and then they went back as cabin leaders and summer staff and so on and so forth. So our family has had a long connection with Beacon. But for the past year and a half, Mariana and myself, we're living on site, and I'm the kind of director of the camp there. So it is my privilege and joy to introduce Beacon to you, for those who don't know it. And actually in conversations, I know that half of you already know Beacon, so I feel like I'm preaching to the choir. Don't need to tell you much about it because you already know. But as Heather pointed out, today is coincidentally the International Day of Prayer for Christian Camping. And so there's a couple of short video clips I would like to show you. One put together by a camper who came up to camp. That was a winter camp, actually. And then after that, we'll see one on prayer. So if we could go with the first video, number one. So that's kind of neat to see, yeah, God bringing young people together with lots of different gifts and each doing their part. Beacon functions with volunteers. And so that's how, yeah, God uses all the different members to make it function. And so there's another video clip here we're going to see next on praying for Christian camps. Mariana and myself, we've been missionaries for many years, and so in our heart of hearts, what we hold dearest is the church. A few years ago, if you'd asked me if I was going to be director at Beacon, I said, no way. That's not for me. That's good stuff, but that's for somebody else. But we finished our stint in Medellin, and a year and a half ago, the Lord led us to Beacon Bible Camp to be the director there. And so I'm very conscious and aware that camping as Christian schools or Christian hospitals or Christian radio, TV, printing presses, they're all para-church organizations. Para means they come alongside. The important project is the Church of Jesus Christ. That's the one Jesus himself said, I am building, and not even the gates of Hades will prevail against her. And with all the ups and downs the Church of Jesus Christ has gone through over the past 2,000 years, it's still God's number one way for calling people to salvation, for discipling believers to grow in their faith, and to evangelize the rest of the world with the good news of Jesus Christ. So camping and Beacon Bible Camp exist to help the church be strengthened in doing that. And as you've seen in these video clips, young people, as they go, first as campers, they are built up in their faith. They are encouraged themselves to then serve grow as disciples of Jesus Christ. Why? So that they can come back to their local church, to Eagle Street, etc., to help the church grow. And so that believers will be encouraged, will be built up, and can continue reaching out to a world that needs him. A world that doesn't think they need him, but desperately does need Jesus Christ. So that's what we're about. That is our passion. I'd like to share with you now a sort of camp report. So if we could go on to the PowerPoint number 3. I put this together a few weeks ago for Otley. We could change the name to Eagle Street. So that's at the entrance to our camp. Welcome to Beacon Bible Camp. We will tell the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord. And so Mariana and Andrew, that was taken in Colombia. We now live there full time. And our camp motto is pointing eyes to creation, calling hearts to God. God speaks through two books, the book of nature, creation, showing how great and powerful he is. But he also speaks through his written word, the Bible. And both are in harmony with one another, properly understood. And so, yes, we encourage young people to leave the busyness of city life, to come to enjoy creation, but through that, to have their hearts called to God. So we have boys' camps, junior boys and senior boys. We have girls' camps. We have youth camps for young people. We have family camps as well. Mothers and daughters weekend, fathers and sons, married couples. There's one you kind of know, I guess. And the things we do there, so we have various activities like archery and making soccer a bit more interesting. But I think our main attraction is our lake. We call it affectionately Beacon Lake. Its real name is Echo Lake. We have a bay on it. And so swimming and canoeing are kind of the really choice things to do up at Beacon Bible Camp. That is our lighthouse, our main auditorium, where the verse Jesus said, I am the way. And so, as I was saying before, Beacon Bible Camp, Bible is in the middle of our name. We want to be very obvious that that is what we want to share with our campers. We also have winter camps, as you saw in the video clip. And getting together to study God's Word. That's the new Lighthouse Auditorium. And that's winter youth group. And so there are four things that we seek to do at Beacon Bible Camp. The first one is to make disciples of Jesus Christ, leading unbelievers to salvation. Matthew 28, Jesus commissions his disciples with these words, therefore go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I've commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. That was a commission to his disciples. That is a commission given to us as members of the Church of Jesus Christ. And so at Beacon Bible Camp, we feel that is central to our ethos, encouraging campers to bring their non-Christian friends along with them and then being able to share how to come to faith in Jesus Christ. But secondly, to encourage believers to deepen their walk with God. Many of the campers who come up are already Christians, and we want to help them too. In Hebrews 10, the author of Hebrews says, let us consider how we may spur one another on toward love and good deeds, not giving up meeting together, as some are in the habit of doing, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day approaching. So building up Christians in their faith, helping them become more and more equipped with God's word, put down roots into God's word, and to grow in obedience to him. So first, evangelism. Secondly, disciple-making. Thirdly is God's word, Bible, training children and youth to study God's word. Bring up a child by teaching him the way he should go, And when he is old, he will not turn away from it. So that's why Bible is at the center of our name, because that's the foundation of our message that we share, just as it's the foundation of the message you share here at Eagle Street. And then fourthly and finally, to provide youth and adults with opportunities to grow in service to God. You then, says Paul to Timothy, you then, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things you've heard me say, in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. We experienced that, Mariana and myself, ourselves, in our contact with Beacon. I first went to Beacon when I was 18. I finished high school in Colombia, and I was on my way to England, London, to do university. And Canadian friend who visited me there said, oh, you should come through Ontario, you can stay with us, and there's this cool place called Beacon Bible Camp. I want to show you Beacon Bible Camp. So I took him up on the offer, and on my way to England, I stayed in Toronto for a month and spent some time with them, Doug and Marie Tahejo, and with Mike and Gay Langgraf, and they took me up to Beacon Bible Camp, and I went to youth camp, I went to boys camp as junior cabin leader, and got hooked on Beacon Bible Camp. At that point, I thought, wow, the Muskokas is the most beautiful place in the world, and I still think it's pretty well the center of the universe. A wonderful place to be, to open our eyes to the beauty of creation, but God's Word, that's the center, that's the driving force for camp. And so those are the four aims that we have and we want to share with those who come up. We've experienced that in our own lives, going as campers and then going as cabin leaders, and then here I am. I never thought I would be the director of Beacon Bible Camp, but here we are. Mysterious things happen. But the same our children experienced. They went initially as campers, who would go to family camp, and then they went to boys' camp, girls' camp, young people's camps, and then they ended up becoming cabin leaders and session directors and various ways of getting involved as volunteers. So this number four is important. And it's important in a church context, not just that our children and young people come and listen, but to give them responsibility so that they in turn become active followers of Jesus. So you can look us up on the web, beaconbiblecamp.com, and if you click on any of those words along the top, that will kind of drop down menus and you can find out all about us, see pictures of it, rates and dates and stuff. And I've also got these fancy brochures that I'd like to leave with you. The last page has the various camp sessions and rates and dates, and the rest just tells you a bit of the history and what we're about and so on and so forth. So please do feel free to take them, and they've got kind of nice carabiner, so when you've done with this, you can chuck that and you've got something to remember us by. Yeah, so in conclusion, those four things. What we seek to do at Beacon Bible Camp, firstly, evangelize new folk, help them come to Jesus. Secondly, to help Christians grow in their walk with God. Thirdly, to train God's Word, the Bible, not just to know it, but to obey it. And fourth, finally, provide opportunities to serve God and others. I'm sure those four things are not new to you. There are four things, I'm sure, embedded in your ethos here at Eagle Street. This is what you're about. And so as a camp, we want to support you in doing that, helping your children, young people, your families to grow in those four areas. Why? So that they can support Beacon? No, so that they can support the church. Because Jesus said about the church that he's building it. He didn't say, this is my camp and I'm building it and not even the gates of Hades will prevail against it. He said that about the church. And camp ministry, as many other ministries, may last for a while and may eventually sort of be phased out and be replaced with other things. But God's project of building his church is one that continues until Jesus comes back for us. A lovely verse in 1 Corinthians 3, I planted the seed, Apollos watered it, but God made it grow. So neither he who plants nor he who waters is anything, but only God who makes things grow. So having said that, thanks for your prayers, for your support. Pray to God that he'll make the seed grow. Pray to God that God would raise up laborers for his harvest field. Pray to God for your children, for your youth. for those who are welcome to come to Beacon Bible Camp as well, and encourage you to support us whatever way the Lord puts on your hand, especially if the Lord lays on your hand, on your heart, to come as a volunteer. Find in person what Beacon Bible Camp is about. For those of you who've been at Beacon but haven't been for a while, you're welcome to come back again. for those of you who've never been, you're welcome to come and see it for the first time. Yeah. Another thing that particularly turns my crank and Mariana's is we now have more and more church rentals. That is, rather than us having a young person come up for a week and then us sending them back and hoping and praying for them for the other 51 weeks of the year that they will plug into a healthy church and will grow, is having a church group say, we'd like to come up for a weekend and we're going to bring our own people with us and we're going to teach from the Word, and yeah, we'd like some help in this, we'd like some help in that. But it's the church fellowship who's bringing their group up there. Why do I particularly like that? Because I know that after that weekend, they come back, and the next 51 weeks, you're going to continue working with those you brought up. Because you're committed to helping them go there, you're committed to being with them when they come back. During those summer camps that you saw, boys' camp, girl camp, and so on, we see them for a week. And then after that week, we don't see them again until the next summer when they come back. So it's difficult to maintain that kind of build up and support. We do what we can through prayer. We do what we can through sending the families Keys for Kids, a devotional, which is really good. Helped our family with our kids as they were growing up. Actually, it was Stephen Rothersberger's parents who first shared Keys for Kids with our family, and we used it with our kids, with Susie, Danny, Becky, and David. And now we recommend it to other families. It's a great way for families to have that daily time with the Lord. Read a few verses, a little story that talks about those verses, how we can apply them, a quick prayer, okay, and let's get on with school, let's get on with whatever we've got to do, so that that content that they receive during the 1 week in Beacon, they can continue to receive daily in their family life and their kind of home life. So that's Beacon Bible Camp. And now we'll go on to the last PowerPoint, please, Stephen, which is to do with praying for Christian camps. And I've got here a little handout, which I would also like to give you as I share that. Perhaps, actually, Joel, can I recruit you, if you mind handing these out on this side here? And could have another volunteer, I don't know. Can I gang press you into handing these out to the other side of the auditorium? So that's our lovely lighthouse during summertime. And today, 28th of May, day in which we're praying for Christian camps, I will selfishly channel those prayers into praying for Beacon Bible Camp. I know there are other good camps like Minioe, like NBC, like etc., etc., and some of which you know and you attend. But I'm going to commandeer today praying for Beacon Bible Camp. So, day of prayer for camp. One spirit, one love, one purpose. We see that in the New Testament. So, camp matters, yes. Bible camp is a challenging, exciting mission field, a stepping stone to lives being changed for eternity. Why? Because at camp, children and youth have unique opportunities to learn and grow in their faith. Some hear the life-changing message of the gospel for the first time. Others may know about Jesus, but camp is where faith becomes personal. Campers experience the love of family, unconditional acceptance, and a message of hope and forgiveness. Thank you. So camp is really important. Prayer is really important. And that's why we're having this afternoon focusing on prayer. Why? Because those serving at camp cannot do it alone. In the Bible, James says the prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. And prayer is powerful. So please pray for those living and serving at camp. Mariana, myself, full-time, but also for those who come up for a week or 2 weeks, or for our summer staff who come up for 2.5 months. children, youth, and adults would tend, for follow-up ministries and God's provision. Pray that hearts will be open to the good news of Jesus and that lives will change. And the church matters supremely. When the local church partners with camp ministry to engage in discipleship, the impact is deep and ongoing. When campers connect with local churches, they have the opportunity to grow in their faith and be discipled after camp is over. So leadership development is key. Many young people get their start serving at camp, going on to serve in church or ministry settings, as well as professing a vibrant faith in the mainstream marketplace. So three things that really matter: camp, prayer, and church. And so what follows is your handout, kind of 10 specific things we can pray for. The first one is families. Pray for families as they consider camp, attending and or serving there, that registrations will come in and that the weeks will fill up. Secondly, pray for campers, that they will have an awesome experience and above all desire to follow Jesus. Pray for lives and families to be transformed by the message of the gospel. Pray that lasting friendships will be made. And actually, lasting friendships do get made at Beacon Bible Camp. In fact, some cynic said we should call it Beacon Bridal Camp. Our two daughters met their husbands at Beacon Bible Camp. It's a good place to go and find someone who also loves the Lord. Thirdly, for summer volunteers. Pray for godly men and women to work at camp this summer. For cabin leaders, for cooks, for maintenance, for health officers, lifeguards, etc. Pray for good health through the summer, for wisdom and grace as they work with campers. We have a team of 5 summer staff volunteers, 3 young ladies, 2 young men, 3 of whom are familiar with Beacon, the other 2, Beacon is completely new to them, so they're stepping out in faith and making a huge commitment to come up for those 2.5 months, and so pray for them. Pray for year-round staff, those leaders serving at camp year-round, that their family life will be strengthened, particularly during the busy summer season. Also for the camp speakers, as they prepare their topics, for wisdom and creativity, for health and grace when it comes time to present. Pray that the gospel message will be clearly explained. Number 6, pray for safety. Pray for safety at camp. During skills and activities, travel to and from camp, and for protection against natural disasters. Our chief draw, the lake, where we can go swimming and canoeing, is also our chief area of risk. So we have measures in place, we have lifeguards and so on, to make sure that no drowning incidents happen. And we thank the Lord that in our 60 years so far, the Lord has kept us. So pray that that would continue to be the case. For the facilities, that buildings will stay in good repair, that appliances will work well, that equipment will function well, etc. At the moment, our dishwasher machine is in bits lying on the floor, scattered around, and we're ordering in the new parts, and poor Mark van der Vecht is tearing out his hair, wondering whether he'll manage to get the parts in place and be able to assemble the thing in time for next weekend when we have a large group coming up. And so those are practical things we can also pray for. Pray for finances, that needs will be met abundantly. Beacon Bible Camp keeps its fees very low, probably a half or a third of what comparable camps have in the Muskoka, and the reason we can do that is because of 2 things. One, that all those who serve at Beacon Bible Camp are volunteers. They volunteer their time. They don't get paid for coming up. But secondly, because there are assemblies, there are churches, there are individuals who donate towards camp's expenses. So thank the Lord for that and continue praying. For discipleship. Pray for post-summer follow-up, that cabin leaders and other camp staff will commit to staying in contact with campers throughout the year, and that discipleship would happen. And finally, for the camp board, pray for camp board members as they work to develop vision for camping ministry and support those on the front lines. You likely won't forget that one because Heather is our new board member, so if you forget, she will remind you to please pray for camp board members as well. And so here are 10 specific things that would encourage you to pray for with Beacon Bible Camp. And I think that brings me to the end of my presentation and my attempt at recruiting your goodwill and recruiting your wanting to come up to camp for yourselves and asking for prayer. And so perhaps we could continue with just having a time of open prayer, where I'd encourage, you know, a number of you in the audience to just pray for one or two of these things here, or one or two of the things that the Lord has laid on your heart as you've been listening to this presentation. I selfishly ask you to pray for Beacon, but of course we can pray for Minioe, we can pray for NBC, we can pray for many other Christian camps. The closest Christian camp to us is called Crossroads, and we have a good brother-sisterly relationship with them. We don't see them as our competition. We see one another as co-workers serving the Lord together in this ministry. So we can pray for them also in these 10 aspects. So I see a mic has been installed at the front so that I guess those who pray can make use of the mic, and that way we can all hear clearly what is being said. And
do you have any specifics of what camps still have spaces open or needs that you need to get filled, things that are specific like that?
So our first camps, junior girls, junior boys, are pretty well set at this point. We have everything in place in terms of cabin leaders. As the season goes forward, and you'll find out which camps follow which in... Actually, why don't I give some of these out while I'm talking? So you can... I'll just throw a couple of these on each table. So as the camp season goes on, we have more openings, people who are needed as cabin leaders. All our session directors and all our teachers are in place. We thank the Lord for that. But there's always need for people who can serve as cabin leaders, as assistant cooks as well, being willing to come up. Maybe, you know, being in a cabin with six teenagers eight teenagers is not your thing. Maybe being in a kitchen and helping to serve food and help to prepare food, help to wash up afterwards, that's more your thing. There's lots of different ways in which Beacon Bible Camp receives volunteers to help working with it. So that last sheet has the camps with their dates. And for those of you who are prayer warriors, we covet your prayers. And maybe you could stick that one up on your fridge. And then you can remember, you know, the second week of June, what am I praying for? Oh, yes, I'm praying for this particular camp or for this particular demographic of boys or of girls who are up at Beacon Bible Camp. The camp that at this moment has the least registrations, and it's historically been that case, is it's called Cornerstone. It's towards the end of the camp of the summer season. That is our 18 and over young people. They seem to be reluctant to commit ahead of time, so they tend to commit about 1 week beforehand, saying, yes, we're coming, and then the camp sort of comes together. But obviously, from a logistic point of view, it'd be much nicer if they told us, yes, we're coming a month before or 2 months before, because then we can kind of get all the logistics in place for them. So it's a bit of a guesswork, kind of trying to figure out, okay, how many are going to come this year? So those are some of the concrete things to pray for. Don't know if there are any other observations or questions before we open the mics for just a time of open prayer.
If I could just comment, Andrew, for those who are interested in staff side of things, some camps run it very differently as far as the roles that people have at camp. These week-long things are pretty much you're on deck the whole time, partnered up with people. Some camps you get kind of you can shove, you know, your responsibilities off to somebody else for a little while in the day and so on. And it really is a commitment to it, but you really see that heart relationships being built with the campers. And just thought I'd throw that in, because that was a new exposure. And the first time I went to Beacon, earlier that summer, had been up to another camp, and it was run very differently in staff responsibilities. And both worked, both were blessed by God, but it's one of those things where you really do go all in. You come back tired, but so invigorated at the same time, working at Beacon. I hope that doesn't sound negative, but it's good to have the expectation.
Yeah.
You want to go serve. It's an all-in commitment for the week, but you really build a lot of connection with people in that week as well.
Yeah. Now, it's neat how deeper relationship you can develop with a group of boys or a group of girls during those 6-7 days together. 6 nights shared together in a cabin. The first night is crazy. They don't seem sleepy. By the second night, they're pretty exhausted, so they do sleep much better. Just conversations that happen, questions that come up. No question is stupid. All questions are valid, and some of the questions are quite tough, and some of the kids are going through tough stuff as well with their parents divorcing and, you know, things that happen that are part of our life. And so how can we present Jesus to them in the midst of all that? He does want to transform our lives. He does want to come in and bring his love, his peace, his direction. And so it's a unique and very special kind of bonding time during that week with each of the cabins. Yeah, so Beacon Bible Camp has a policy of not turning away any camper for lack of funds. On the sheet there with the rates and dates, it's got the cost of each of our camps. But if a family or a camper says, I'd really like to go to this camp, but I honestly don't have that kind of money, then from the office, we'll sort of go through a process with them, which they say, well, this is how much I could contribute towards it. And we depend on donors who give towards camper sponsorship. And so those are folk who perhaps can't come up to Beacon, but they would like to help campers get there. And so they say, you know what, I'm going to donate so many dollars towards camp sponsorship. And so that's the money, the funds we draw on to make up what's required so that boy, that girl, that family can come to Beacon and experience being there for a week. So that's one specific way of supporting Beacon Bible Camp. Others, you know, send us a gift which is undesignated, or some think, I've sent this gift, I would like this to go towards a capital expenditure, like building something or something in the kind of hardware of the camp. Whatever the Lord lays on your heart that way is welcome. But I don't know if that answers your question there, Peter.
Okay, what is two questions. First, flight training weekend, and also the different special times like the men's retreat or the married couples. Are there special programs during that time?
Yes. Each of the camps listed there is run by Beacon and by our session directors. So the programming, the content of what will be taught, etc., is something that's already in place. Other than that, we also have a whole bunch of free time, and that is where we have churches who phone us up and say, we'd like to reserve such and such a weekend to come up as a church fellowship. And so then they come with their speaker, and they organize their activities. We might help them a bit with archery or with swimming or getting lifeguards in place for them, and that sort of a thing. But basically, it's a weekend that they run with their program. We also have schools, Christian schools, who phone us up and say, we'd like to come Tuesday to Friday. We're going to bring a group of 11 and 12th graders or whatever. And so then they come up, and typically those camps with schools are midweek, and the ones of churches are weekend, because that's when most people can get their free time to come up for that sort of a thing. So I forget what your second question was. Oh, yes. The training week, that's the one that says Skills Camp, June 23 to 30. That is where we train our volunteers who want to come and help as lifeguards, get their bronze medallion, first aid, who want to be in the kitchen and get trained on how to use equipment there. So there's a number of training courses that we offer during that week. We also have other campers and staff who come from other Christian camps who use that week to say, well, we would like to train two or three of our summer staff to be lifeguards, and so they come for that week, and so we provide that training. Also in canoeing, basic canoe instruction and stuff like that. So that is the skills camp, acquiring those practical skills to help run camps. And then from July 1st onwards until 1st of September, those are our regular camper camps. And then the full ones are mostly weekends, except the color tour. And that's for you folk who are in my category of being above 55, who would like to come and see the beautiful changing of color at Beacon. And so those 3 days are for our age group to get together. And we also have Bible studies and go on a tour and have a cruise around 30,000 islands, lake thing. And just enjoy that. Flight. Yes, the flight is an acronym. Flight training is an acronym for Future Leaders in God's Harvest Field Training. And what we do there is it's young people who are aged 15, 16, who would like to become cabin leaders. So they come up for that weekend, May 5 to 7, and we give them intensive training during that weekend. And then they come back about a month later for the junior girls camp if they're young ladies, or the junior boys camp if they're young lads. And they work kind of in tandem, receiving training, but also integrating a bit into how that camp operates. And that includes spending a night in the cabin in company with a senior cabin leader who's there. So they get a feel of what it's like to be in a cabin and kind of how those conversations happen and what kind of tricks of the trade work to sort of quieten down the campers and to have a kind of an orderly atmosphere and those kind of things. And the idea is that for the following summer, when they're 17, then they can come and help us in these junior girls, junior boys camp as junior cabin leaders, because each cabin has 8 campers and a senior cabin leader and a junior cabin leader. So the senior cabin leader is an adult, the 18 plus. The junior cabin leader, age 17, accompanies and sees how things go. And so they spend that week together kind of learning on the job as they go for that second summer. So that hopefully by the next summer and thereon, they can come back as fully fledged cabin leaders. And then we entrust them with a cabin by themselves, or rather they would be the senior cabin leader who's helping to train up the next junior cabin leader. And so that's our flight program, which is being led this summer by Tom and Liz Williams, who used to be the administrator at Beacon Bible Camp quite a few years ago. So we're really pleased to have them on board doing that. They're the best couple I can think of to do that. And I think I have now answered both your questions.